You're listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. Now, here are your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Pulley.
Assistant Head of Enrollment here at Pulaski Academy. I'm not Greg. Greg is actually on vacation this week, but very excited about our guest today. This halftime show is part of stories that we share, how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. And I'm very thrilled about my guest today, who is Bill Toppage, head of our social science department, known as Bill Toppage to the faculty and staff, but to the students simply as Toppage. Bill, welcome. Man, thank you for joining us tonight.
It's my pleasure, Matt. Thrilled to be sharing some of our success stories with our audience tonight.
Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been at PA, kind of what your role is here as social science chair.
Well, I'm in my 27th year at Pulaski Academy, and I'm chair of the social science department, of course. But as with many of us on staff, I wear numerous hats, head of the department, as well as coaching the tennis teams at middle and upper school with Todd Dunn, and also supervising all of the honor senior thesis projects at Pulaski Academy.
And you've had, I know, two daughters that have graduated from here and are off in the
Absolutely.
In the world.
A great place to raise a family. I tell everyone in the community this. Both, I was a parent here for 20 years, and my daughters are gainfully employed and both living on different coasts, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. So, and the PA experience really helped to mold who they are today.
Awesome. You mentioned the thesis class, Bill. What other classes? I know you kind of varies from semester year to year, but what are you teaching?
Besides the thesis projects, I also teach the Advanced Placement Comparative Politics course, which I'm teaching this year, as well as the Honors International Studies Seminar, which kind of goes along with some of my research interests in global terrorism and some of my writings and such. In addition to that, of course, I've been the Model United Nations advisor for the past 26 years, and this year I'm being helped by Rachel Prim in the upper school, as well as Lindsay Baker, who has resurrected our middle school program this year.
That's great. That's great. But one of the things I wanted to really kind of focus in on tonight is your work with the thesis project. And if you wouldn't mind, share a little bit about the history of that project, kind of what it is, what it looks like, what the scope of it is.
Well, this is our 19th year for senior thesis projects. It was something I felt that our students were not being challenged in the writing and research area enough back in 2002. I had so many gifted writers. And so the following year, I shared the idea with Cheryl Watts, our college counselor at the time, and we decided to see if we had interest in a research-based class where students would work on a manuscript during the entire year. We felt for an honors credit course, the manuscript should be at least 50 pages in length, but most of them far exceed that, and actually we've had a few projects that have been in excess of 130 pages in length.
Wow.
In addition to that, the students hone their oral communication skills because they actually have to do a formal thesis defense in late April in front of members of the faculty that serve on their committee. So they're learning the research skills, the writing skills, sometimes interview skills, and then of course they will have the defense at the end of the project.
And Bill, I know just from having been on, this is my second committee to be on, which is an amazing process, but talk a little bit about kind of the process the student goes through, because many of them, well, all of them have never written at this length. So I know you break it up into chapters, but what does that kind of process look like?
Well, we first of all kind of brainstorm ideas even as early as the spring of junior year, and start to do maybe a lit review, literature review over the summer. And when the school year starts, we usually do a storyboard project where we kind of schematically lay the project parameters out on butcher paper and kind of map out the project. It's something that I picked up in my own writing experiences, and so that the students have a clear direction that they want to take with the projects and kind of getting the scope and sequence down. And I think that really helps with their organization and time management skills. You know, people talk about the finished projects are awesome, et cetera, but what I think really is most important about thesis is they learn how to manage a major project over an 8-month period. And that's honestly a skill that will take them beyond the doors of Pulaski Academy into the university and actually into the workforce in today's competitive environment.
Some of the projects I've had a chance to see really range in topics, but do the topics, do you find the students are personal topics or ones that they're interested in, they know a lot about, or are they topics maybe that they don't have a lot of information or background in?
I always tell the students there's two ways to approach this. One would be to do a topic that you might feel is marketable to put on your college application, which is a good idea. However, I always tell them to find something you're passionate about, and you will find it much more enjoyable to do something you really are vested in. Some of our projects have been quite serious, everything from eating disorders to domestic violence and sex trafficking, all the way to topics that are quite enjoyable related to music and pop culture and movies. Probably one of my favorite projects, Wells Thompson, several years ago, looked at the impact of vampires and zombies on American pop culture, looking at it through the lens of TV, movies, and literature, and that was one of my favorite projects to work on. And in more serious projects, I think Stephanie Zhao's on domestic violence ranks up there as one of my favorites. Lauren Grace Perry last year, her project on period poverty was so impactful and life-changing. And this year, we actually have a lot of projects dealing with the criminal justice system, actually, and several projects related to psychology topics. So again, the students have a lot of free rein over topic selection.
I think my first dissertation to sit in on was Wells Thompson's project. And I remember you said, I think the story was when he came to you, he presented the topic, you thought, man, is he going to be able to find enough information? And I think, sure enough, he did come back.
He was a very determined young man and was passionate about the project. And interestingly enough, Wells, along with Ina Gray from that class in 2011, are both published authors now. Ina, wow, of course, signing the major book deal this fall, and Wells also has, I believe, a sci-fi book out. So some of our students end up heading in a career path with writing and research. Some of them, this will be their only foray into this sort of intense academic writing.
His topic, it was an incredible dissertation. It was very interesting. It was right about the time, I think, that the Twilight,
yes, exactly,
movie phenomena had come around, but it was very interesting and very academic, which I thought was most impressive. I know you've probably seen, and you've mentioned some of the topics, but a wide array of different topics, but are there some that kind of stand out as maybe your favorites or ones that you were really impressed with?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of the students that deal with issues that are very sensitive, like, as I mentioned a minute ago, eating disorders, race-related topics, and things that are near and dear to their heart. We've had everything from topics related to medical disorders, like schizophrenia this year. We have a project on that. And so I think, again, in Stephanie's on domestic violence, really impactful. She had worked at Dorcas House and worked with domestic violence victims, and to turn what she had been doing with community service at Pulaski Academy into a senior honors thesis was phenomenal. And I think it really is something she's continued to serve the community as she's a senior now at Harvard. I know she still works with the homeless population and troubled population in the Cambridge area.
And these are, you know, really the depth and the scope of these projects. I mean, these are big time projects. I mean, we're uncertain of any high school in the United States that is at this level in terms of a major research project. I mean, you said 50 pages minimum. I know some of them even go to 100 pages.
Yeah. As I said earlier, you know, the students have kind of reign over the length, and we have a few this year that are probably going to be hitting that 100-page mark. So some of the students really enjoy, and they stay really focused and ahead of the game as far as writing. But I will say something about thesis that's very, I think, significant, is that I couldn't do it alone. We have phenomenal faculty and staff and support here from the administration and faculty members. This year we have a record 40 faculty members and staff members on thesis committees,
wow,
from the president of the school all the way down through teachers in middle and lower in ECS that are serving on committees. So I think everyone enjoys getting to work with the students one more time. You know, you could have a teacher that taught a young man or young woman in fifth grade, and 8 years later they're on their thesis committee, you know, and to see kind of the fruits of their labor, I think, is really impactful.
And you know, this really is. I mean, it is a you could describe it as a master level type project. You know, one of the things, Bill, I've noticed many times, but I know you have other examples of, are the way the students really have reached into the community to do a lot of their research. One in particular project that comes to mind was a student, I believe, that the project was on school shootings, and one of our parents that is an FBI agent took a look at that project and was blown away by the depth and the research that was done there.
Yeah, so Alexa Kamerling did that project a few years ago, and interestingly enough, the FBI requested a copy of it to be sent, and they wanted to look over some of her findings, and she did a comparative analysis of all of the school shootings, major school shootings in America over the past 20 years, and the project ended up being close to 100 pages and was really impactful, and Again, she just stayed on top of it, did a lot of primary interviews with people in law enforcement, people that worked in school settings and such, and really turned that into a masterpiece work. In addition, you know, we've had students that have been involved in interviewing people in law enforcement, in our criminal justice system, at our law school here. For example, this year, Ashlyn Boyd is doing her project on enhanced interrogation, and she is soliciting interviews from FBI agents as well as professors at the law school. Lily Hawkins is looking at the recidivism rate in prison, has already interviewed the Pulaski County Sheriff and has set up 6 or 7 additional interviews. So again, I think it really is special when the students can connect to the community and they learn those really important interview skills, those people skills that will take them, you know, beyond the doors of Pulaski Academy for success in their chosen careers.
And the great thing about it, I mean, these projects are very, very real world. And like you said, like you mentioned, that these are opportunities for maybe careers down the road that students may want to pursue through these projects, which I think is a phenomenal part of the class. One of the things I wanted to kind of move into a little bit, I know you've got plenty of stories of students that have maybe gotten college scholarships or acceptances, but maybe share some of those ways this project has opened up doors for students specifically.
I think it's really important to note that the uniqueness of the project and the length of the project and the serious nature of this will really set the PA student that does senior thesis apart from students are competing with scholarships for. Kennedy Young, who's at Washington University in St. Louis, in her scholarship acceptance letter, they mentioned in particular her work on black incarceration rates in the United States. And interestingly enough, Kennedy, once she enrolled at WashU, decided to create a mentoring program with prisoners that are incarcerated in the St. Louis area. She actually does a reading program, kind of a book club with some of the prisoners. And again, it started this organization there in the area. So really super impactful work. And again, as I said, it's a real mix between projects that are, as I said, maybe a little bit more light. Last year, of course, you served on one dealing with punk rock.
Yes.
And we had one on the impact of blues music on Southern culture. And we've had topics dealing with film and such. And at the same time, though, a lot of the students take issues related to social justice and serious issues and tackle those. So we give them a lot of flexibility on this. But every rec letter that I write and that our college counselors write, they will discuss the senior thesis project because it really does set the PA applicant apart from our competitors.
And you know, working with high school students for the number of years that you have, I know you understand and see the importance and the value of really good research and writing skills. And do you sense that across the United States? Is that something that's lacking with high school students?
You know, it's interesting because we also have students that are every year submitting papers to the Concord Review for publication consideration. And one thing the review talks a lot about is the fact that students aren't writing lengthy research papers as much as they had in the past, and that it's a lost art and it's a skill that is diminished. And I think, once again, the PA student, whether they're in ninth grade government class with Mr. Simmons or 10th grade world history with Ms. Prim, all the way up through Ms. Riggs and Ms. King, everyone, whether they're in college placement or advanced placement, they are doing a research paper from ninth grade on up. So our students will really hone that skill set and be well prepared for college. And whether they're someone like Tanya Nicey or Dave Grunfest at Stanford University or Alexander Singh at Columbia University, they all talk about the importance of this skill set and helping them have success, whether it be elite universities or whether it is garnering a scholarship to a local university. So it doesn't really matter where you go to college, this skill set's going to be important in life.
Yeah, those research and writing skills are extremely valuable, extremely important. And you know, even just in my own experience as a high school student, certainly didn't have those, and it was a great struggle as I moved up into my college days. But we emphasize here all the time, and I hear you say that, you know, PA has a very strong emphasis on research and writing. And for some, that may mean the thesis. For others, it may not. It may mean that they want to pursue writing in some of the other areas, and that's okay too. Bill, for a student that maybe is listening to this, thinking, "Gosh, I could never write, you know, 50 to 100 pages," what would you say to that student who maybe wants to pursue this as a class at Pulaski Academy?
I would say to come in, meet with me one-on-one, talk about their passions and interest, and I guarantee if they're willing to put the work in and want to develop the time management organizational skills to be successful, not just in this class, but beyond the doors of Pulaski Academy, they can indeed do it. Interestingly enough, not all of the students that are taking honors senior thesis are even on the AP track. Many of our students are taking CP classes, and they're also writing a senior thesis project. So if they're passionate about the subject matter and really want to develop those skills and they want to be ready for college, it'll be a great class to take and a great opportunity to pursue, you know, a project of their interest.
I think that's so great because it's not only the research and writing skills, but as you mentioned, it's the time management skills, learning how to process and put together a project of this size. And then you look at the dissertation, it's the great speaking skills, how to articulate what you've written. And I think all of those combined make this an incredible capstone project for a senior. Bill, thank you for your time. I appreciate you you stopping in tonight and sharing a little bit with us. And so excited about what we're doing in the upper school and socially in the social science department as well.
It was my pleasure, Matt. Thank you so much and look forward to talking with you down the road. Take care.
Well, for my guest, Bill Toppage, head of our social science department, thank you so much for being here. Listeners, appreciate you staying with us during halftime, and please check back at halftime of each game. We're going to have a lot of other great stories and interviews, some of the ways that we're inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve. Hope you enjoy this second half of our Bruin football.
You've been listening to Innovation in Education, the Pulaski Academy podcast, where we share stories of how PA is inspiring students to explore, create, contribute, and achieve, with your hosts, Greg Ledbetter and Matt Bullock.